You know, this is kind of a quick update, and I've talked about this before. Let's discuss Colin Kaepernick for a minute. Totally unrelated to photography, totally related to, well, not related, but unrelated to anything that pertains to me and this podcast and photography, but it's just kind of, you know, a take. And what I want to point out here is, you know, a while ago I had talked about Colin Kaepernick and having the respect of him just taking a stand on something that he believes in. But I also pointed out that taking a stand while he's at work and conduct unbecoming an NFL player ultimately led to Mr. Kaepernick's ejection right from the NFL. And, you know, in recent days, this guy comes out, holds a pro workout, changes the venue, throws hoops for the NFL to jump through. To me, it's a bad look. And let's just say, for example, a team does pick up Colin Kaepernick. Is Colin Kaepernick going to come back into the league and do the same thing that he was doing while he was with the 49ers, kneeling during the national anthem, protesting, you know, our flag, our country, which supposedly him doing this had nothing to do with the national anthem. It was about his take on social injustice. Well, all I can really say is I don't think that this young guy thought it through, because he has a job, and his job was to be an NFL quarterback. And he brought his personal issues into work, took place in conduct unbecoming an NFL player, and ultimately he lost his job and his status as a NFL player. Well, in my world, it's pretty simple. If you fail to do your job, or you fail to maintain a certain level of professionalism as a player or in your role with a company, no matter what that role is, if you do not adhere to policies and procedures and perform in your role, you ultimately lose your job. And that's exactly what happened here with Colin Kaepernick. So at the end of the day, when you summarize all this, let's just state, here's a guy that's trying to get back into a company who actually will probably never play in the NFL again because of his take on social injustice, which had no part being in the NFL. He's using his status as a player to bring light to this crusade of his. And if you really sit there and think about it and really analyze this, and I hope I'm explaining this clearly, if he would have kept this platform out of the league and fought for social injustice on his own time, I'm sure he'd still be playing today. But this is what I like to call fuckery. And he brought his personal brand of fuckery into a league and created a controversy and a distraction, which at the end of the day, the NFL had no place for this. I mean, I'm wondering if he ever went to the NFL and discuss this with league management or league officials about trying to do something on a larger scale for social injustice. I question that. I don't think he did. I think he just did this like on a wildcat basis, decided, well, I'm not standing for the national anthem. I mean, he made himself look like the bad guy. And no matter how you come out on it, Colin Kaepernick's personal agenda ultimately cost him his job in the NFL. No team is going to want to bring in a guy like that and create the distraction for their team that Colin Kaepernick would bring to the table. It's that simple. Granted, this has nothing to do with this podcast or what it's about, but I feel strongly enough, because I have spoken about Colin Kaepernick in the past, that I needed to put my take in based on what's taken place over the last few weeks. You know, I feel bad for the guy. I really do. But I question just how intelligent Mr. Kaepernick is when he could have done this in so many different ways, but he chose to use his employer and his workplace to bring light to a social issue that has nothing to do with the NFL. I mean, if you look at the stats, Kaepernick was not performing very well. So the real question is here, Mr. Kaepernick, is your beliefs, is your take on social injustice the real reason why your stats started to drop, why you declined as a player? Maybe we ought to be looking at that as the real reason why he's not in the NFL. I have nothing but the best of regards for Mr. Kaepernick. I respect his stance. I think he's just in how he feels. But just because I feel that way doesn't mean that I think it's right for him to take this to work with him and use the NFL for his platform and use the NFL's time to talk about this. Do it on your time, Mr. Kaepernick. Keep your personal agendas out of the league. There's no place for it. Athletes are paid to perform on the field, the court, the rink. Doesn't matter. Athletes are paid to perform. And when you do not perform, you ultimately lose your job. If you want me to tie it into photography, if I as a photographer did not do my job, or all I did was talk about my personal or political beliefs while I was doing a photo shoot, how much work do you actually think I would get? After word started to get out that all he does is take a couple of pictures and he talks about his belief in conservative values and things like that, I wouldn't be working very long. It's the same thing. Anyway, that's my take on the whole Colin Kaepernick thing. Love it or hate it, it is what it is. I'm out.